Students from all around the world with ties to the Czech Republic come again this year to the annual Czech language summer school in Dobruška, northeast Bohemia. The program is now in its 17th year. Our colleague Christian Rymkorff spoke to Jan Pettersson, who works for the BBC in Great Britain, about the reasons that brought him to this year's popular summer course.
My mother is Czech, and she came to England in 1948, so she has been living there for 60 years and still lives there. And I'm now in my 40s, don't speak any Czech, and I kind of come to a stage where I wanted to learn more about my background and the family history. So it's a fantastic opportunity to come here and study Czech and to see the castles and to eat the food and just learn about the Czech heritage.
It's the first time that you're in the Czech Republic.
I've been here before to Prague with my mother and we've been driving around, but really I've been quite protected because I didn't have to speak because she did all the speaking. It's sad that neither me nor my brother were brought up speaking Czech, but our dad was Scottish and we were growing up in London, so there was no need to speak Czech at home. We had some Czech traditions at home, like having Christmas on the 24th and having wonderful Czech cookies that my mother always made. We didn't have any knedlíky at home. She was not a great fan of the knedlíky. And in 1968, when I was a small boy, we had a number of refugees come to stay at the house, and that was great fun for a small boy to have all these people sit on the floor and everything like this. So I kind of remember that and what's been going on in Czechoslovakia and so on. So it's really exciting to be here now.
Could you explain why your mother left Czechoslovakia and why she came to Britain?
As I understand it, it was difficult for my family during the Nazi occupation. Some of my family had already gone to America and to Britain. And then, obviously, after the Nazis, there was a period of stability, but very brief, before 1948. And with family already established in Britain, it seemed more sensible for my mother and my grandmother to leave the country and to go to Britain and their home there. So in the end, we had family in Britain, in France, in Canada, in Nicaragua, and I think even in Australia. So it was a big diaspora. I'd like to spend more time here. I mean, I'd like to spend time immersed to learn the language properly. But of course, you know, I have a career back in England, and it was even hard to take 4 weeks out of work. One thing I'd like to do here is spend Christmas and see the snow and see the Bethlehems and so on in the Czech Republic.
Jan Pettersson speaking to Christian Rymkorff at the Czech language summer school in Dobruška. You are listening to Radio Prague, coming your way from the Czech Republic here in Central Europe. Now it's time for a special feature about the famous Prague pub.